And we're back here once again with another episode of the Iron Man Podcast, episode 387. It's going to be another rendition of Friday Bangers. And I know you guys are going to absolutely enjoy the title of this show. I personally was working on it in my head all day at work, and I finally got a chance to manifest it. I did a practice stream in Twitch to see if I could do it, and they let me do it. So if you guys hate me for this title, you got to blame Twitch for it, honestly. But then again, even if we couldn't be on Twitch, we could just be on Rumble and X, formerly known as Twitter. If you guys didn't know, I made my first gaming video yesterday. It was the one about Melanie Mack and Alyssa Mercante. I'll be doing another one of those hopefully very soon. As you guys know, my work schedule has been pretty hectic lately. Even next week, I got to work 6 days. Hopefully, when it's the week of the FNT meetup, I'll most definitely have that Wednesday off. Because on Wednesdays, I only work 4 hours anyway. So I'm literally really not even supposed to be there. So I don't know why they would have me there that day. But I already requested it off. So hopefully I can get that full day off along with Thursday, actually. And as you guys know, I'm going to try and put out more consistent content. I literally just finished rendering a video today, and that video should be out tomorrow. Usually when it comes to Friday, Iron Oxide has his weekly rogues gallery, so that can kind of, you know, bridge the gap for me uploading a video that day, because, you know, he's like, the black man can take my content that day. Yep. Lord. So Iron's 2 days off has started. The best feeling of getting 2 days off is right when you're off the first initial day, right after your shift's over, and you have the rest of that day, and then the other 2 days you go into it. That's the best feeling. Because I usually try to stay up more of the first day before the 2 days off kick in, actually. You know?
I do the same thing. Tonight's usually my one and only late night.
Yeah. Oh, it's like that first day before you get the 2 days off. It's like, I made it. I did it. Mm-hmm. Yay. Well, there's been so much going on, guys, just in the gaming industry alone. I mean, I was thinking of like going full racist tonight on the whole black girl gamer group, you know, because I'm obviously just a completely insane human being, actually. And just some of the most weirdest things that I've seen in this life, just in general, have been about black people. Now, we're also going to go over the newest Gothics video, actually, and we're probably going to EFAP it, you know? Probably going to just, you know, just get my fucking dick out and just start jerking off over it. You know, we got to fap all over the stream, right? Huh, Lord.
I will be gone if you do that.
Okay. Wait, I'll be like, you know what? Quality content.
That, if I want that kind of content, I'm just going to go to X Videos or the Hub or some shit like that.
What kind of videos are you watching on X Videos in the Hub, buddy?
The good
feverous male masturbation. Is that your searches? What? Ooh,
no,
I swear.
It's not true. It's impossible.
I'm just being honest here with people. I am gonna end up doing another gaming video going over like the Grums posts on Twitter. I can't believe people are this weird. There's like the lady that was talking about her period with her peers at the GCD. You have the one where this dirty, stinking monkey ape black girl was hired by this one gaming company. And then in a tweet, she literally says, I hate gamers, actually. For literally, that's what she said.
Can't be any weirder than the girl who put her uterus in a jar and started talking about how this is a sign that she beat the patriarchy.
I don't think I ever want to see that. I'm not trying to just like insta gag.
Whatever you're thinking she looks like inside your head, that's probably what she looks like.
Good Lord, man. Because people are going to be like, well, I want to see you show it. Well, don't worry. I wouldn't just say these things without having any level of proof. But we'll go over just a little tidbit of what is to come, obviously, tonight. You know, but before we do that, we'll start with Iron Oxide. How you feeling, man? You feeling alive?
I'm hanging on a very thin thread this evening. It's been a long week, dude. But I'll make it as long as I can. been a lot going on, so there's a lot to talk about. So I'm here for it.
Yeah, we're not going that long tonight. Probably, you know, an hour and some change. But usually if I'm roasting black women, it's going to be just a party, you know? And I love roasting black women.
Yeah.
Hypocrites and pieces
considering
of shit.
The topics, we're going to be here 4 fucking hours.
No way. I know how to sum up my points very, very, you know, easy. Uh-huh. It's crazy. We're having the female superhero movie discussion, and I was like, you guys are retarded. I'm jumping off my roof. And Tiny said, go ahead and do it. And I was like, okay, this lady's insane. Oh, shit. Oh, God. Yeah, man, it's just been a long week for some reason. It's just been like today.
It really has.
Was just too much at work. Just so busy. And then I know tomorrow's going to be busy too. Sunday, we're going to get fisted in the ass repeatedly. And then just, you know, next week is going to be probably a little bit more mellow. Nate, are you talking in an echo? Good Lord, I hate this white man. Fucking hell.
I'm right here.
Yo, what's up, Chaz? How you doing, man? Tiny gives no fucks. Yeah, she's our crazy little Jewish lady, actually. You know?
Is she the crazy one?
Why would I be crazy? The fuck?
Have you met you?
No.
Surprising.
Nathan, what you got going on? How you been doing?
Just work, work, work. Guess what? More work. But you know what?
Yeah.
Standing tall and my mental health has not deteriorated. I was telling them, you know, over on the Rogues Gallery, I'm going to be putting a pause on my YouTube until the move, because I'm going to be moving in June. It's just the way my schedule is right now and just the environment I'm in and the timing I get home. Everybody's usually asleep, and it's probably not a good idea for me to be screaming into a microphone at fucking 1 a.m.
No, that's usually the best time.
Get your ass kicked by your parents.
You know, it wouldn't be so bad if the walls in this house weren't so goddamn paper thin, but since they are, it's just, it's probably a lot better to wait until I move out. And, you know, hell, at that point, I'll come home and make a video every fucking night.
Yeah.
At that point, there's nobody there.
You're not going to upload any videos from basically April until the move is over, right?
I mean, I'll try here and there. I guess it just depends on how I'm feeling. But really, dude, it's hard to come home and record videos in this house with the walls being so paper thin and people are trying to sleep so they can go to fucking work.
I don't know where my energy level's been at, but it's harder now to come home, get and to sit down, not fall asleep, feel rested, put on your headset, turn on the microphone, talk about something. Because as you guys know, for my videos, I do like 10, 11 fucking takes to get it right, you know?
It's not like 2023 where I just lost the drive to do it. It's not like that.
I don't think I've lost the drive to do it. I'm just tired, just old and black. Ran down.
You're not that old, my guy. Shut up. But yeah, I guess I'll just consider it, you know, like an extended vacation. But in the meantime, I'm gonna try and stream some games, you know, up until then. I mean, it's only a few months away. I mean, it's not like I'm going the entire year and not making any videos. It's just until I can get out on my own and have my own personal space.
Hell, Hannah, what's up, dude? Says so quiet here. I like to keep things mellow generally. He says being gay is depressing. It'll drain your energy. I like vagina. I've been having sex with a lot of women in my entire life. You know,
I love how MSK has to constantly defend his own sexuality. He's like, okay, for the record, guys, I'm just letting you know. I'm straight. Okay. I'm straighter than a fucking hardened cock on a Wednesday. Okay.
I just want to point out that ever since I've been hanging out with people,
women and sex with men.
That's the thing. You come for the sex with women, but you're staying for the sex with dudes.
What?
All right.
Wait a minute. What? Hold on. Explain yourself. What's going on?
Oh my God. So ever since I've been hanging out with these people, I don't know how long I've been hanging out. Time just flies by when you just be doing all these shows and shit every week.
As much as you swear, do, my guy, like it makes me feel it almost feels sacrilegious for me to call myself a content creator when you're pumping shit out at the rate you do, and I'm measling along at this point for like, I don't know, maybe a video a month until the move.
Dude, I swear, the last group I used to hang out with, not the Jody one, the one before this one, though, those kind of like fucking weird cringy liberals, they I couldn't make controversial jokes like this because they would be like, oh my God, I just can't have you on stream. It's too much. This group, like, you know that bridge that just fell down in Baltimore? Someone in the group was like, man, I hope this isn't this guy's career just tumbling down. It's like, you guys ain't shit. All y'all is going to hell. Fuck you all. Bruh. Like, the absolute worst thing will happen, and then someone's make a joke. I'm like, you guys are all gonna go to hell. You know you ain't shit. Stop it. Literally, I was over there just with my hands like this. I was in some insane asylum. And then you guys were like, man, I hope that house isn't like broken into or someone squats. And they're like, what? I could be mentally insane.
Mentally insane. Imagine that.
I don't have my bed, and Vagabond's like, did they come and repo that shit? And I was like, no, that did not happen. Oh shit.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, I mean, when you stream in a bedroom that used to have a bed that suddenly doesn't have a bed
and it's just gone. It's like, did the government did the government like repossess all his shit? Like, is MSK a tax dodger and they just came for everything?
No, what you need to do, if you use OBS, man, take a clear photo of your room, start using some 3D assets, put furniture all over the place. And then use that as a backdrop. I promise it'll work just fine.
What do you mean? You know what I mean. What are you talking about, dog? Oh, he said the quiet part. No, I would never do that. I love women. Well, so my ex and her sister wants to come with us to Vegas. And I'm like, okay, so they do not fit the kind of style we have. They would feel so out of place going. And I told them that, but they're like, you got to take it. And I'm like, I'm not taking you to a thing I know you're going to be miserable at. They don't like any of the stuff we just recreationally talk about, like superhero stuff or just even not. They don't like any of that. They don't like any movies or TV shows that we like. Nothing. Don't like comics. None of that shit. No video games. Nothing. I was like, you couldn't talk to us at all. You would literally just be sitting there bored for the most part. I mean, they could kind of just go off and do their own thing. But if you're going to do that, just, you don't got to deal with me. You know, it's fucking women, dude. Oh, my God. Lord. But I can't wait to go. We're going to have comic shops, pizza, hookers, sex with women. You know, we're going to take a shower in Iron's apartment. That's my goal of going.
You're not. Nobody's coming over.
Why can't I take a shower in your place and use your soap that you use on your ass on my face? Why not?
What?
Why can't I use the bar soap you put between your butthole on my face?
There's some homosexual undertones right there that I don't know. Good God. What is wrong with you?
So you're saying I can't use the same soap that Selena uses on myself, right?
What I am saying that. Yes, I'm saying that. You can't use the same water that comes out of the faucets. No, it's really more just because the place is so fucking small.
I thought you guys had a two-bedroom apartment, actually. You guys said it's a one. Oh.
Yeah, it's just a.
That's crazy. That's actually a big one bedroom apartment because usually one bedrooms for us would be like
something like this. And it's got high ceilings. It's a nice smaller place. It's just small. It's like you walk in, like walking into the main entrance is like our bedroom. So you're muted.
How big's your kitchen?
Average. Small. We don't really have like a.
Oh, that'd be.
Yeah, I grill on my patio. Yeah.
Okay, you have a patio for. Good Lord, I have that for a one bedroom. Holy shit! In this case, pillow got the bed and one of his monitors in a divorce settlement. But
I was gonna ask, man, are you just driving out for the one evening, or you guys getting a hotel?
Okay, so I'll have to talk to him about it. My ideal plan is to leave early Wednesday.
Yeah.
And be up there around, hopefully, afternoonish period, and then we stay Wednesday and most of Thursday because, well, I'm off Thursday too. So as long as I leave like around 7 my time or 7 our time and get home like 9, because I got to work at 7 in the morning because his sister takes me to work, then that's it. Even as late as we could leave is like 10 or max 9 or 10. Anything after that, no, I got to head out, you know? Yeah. I'm joining late. You hitting the road, MSK? No, the week of the F&T meetup. Yeah, because if we're going out there for a vacation, I'm going to soak up every moment of it. Because I have to take pictures. We have to do I have to do the vlog that I want to do. You know, I want to make sure we save them all. Because like we can only see each other like one time. Well, not us, obviously, but because these guys. We only see these guys one time
a year. Everybody else,
It's only one time a year. And technically, it's our turn to come to you now since you came to us that first time. So,
yeah.
I need it.
It's going to be up, man. You think about everybody that's going to fucking be there. We got Dermy, Adam, fucking Jesse, the common nerd.
He's coming too? No way.
Professor, fucking Static. Gal's going to be there.
Vagabond's going to be there too. Strider, he said he most likely is going to be there. I think he will.
Honestly. Strider, Strider showed me. He got his room.
Okay. That's
going to
be
everybody's going to that. The
OS. We got to do an Iron Man podcast crew dinner, actually. Because like even though we're going to be doing stuff with like the Gary's group, I want to do stuff with like us too. And like as we hang out, you know? Because like,
that's going to be part of the big thing. Like everybody can't go to both meetups. There's one Wednesday and Thursday. We're going to the Wednesday one, but we're still I'm taking the whole week off after Tuesday.
Oh, that's why you're working Wednesday, overtime. Thursday,
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Really?
So
that's why you said you were working the overtime so you could be caught up on money and stuff so it won't hurt as bad, right?
Trying to be. Yeah.
I know the feeling too. Yeah. Luckily before we come out there that week, I get paid next week. So it obviously won't be as bad, you know?
I just got paid, so I'm not getting another paycheck until the Friday of that week. So I'm kind of in a screwy situation.
The 12th?
I need a couple thousand.
Literally when it's over.
I don't see any of you guys.
Good Lord. Nate, you just go on OnlyFans, show your butthole, and just turn up like 4 tricks.
I got more dignity than that, buddy.
Fuck dignity. It's all about money. What the hell? Dignity. You fucking bastard.
I'm not a man that's going to sell his soul.
What if you're sleeping with women?
Still wouldn't do it.
Dude, you're gay. Oh my God. Yeah. Jesus. Man.
I don't know. Somebody told me all I had to do is turn on my webcam, fucking jerk it for about 5-10 minutes, and then I get paid like $1,500.
I do it.
Now,
I wouldn't care.
If it was for like pictures of my feet or some shit, I probably wouldn't mind. I've seen some people out there. They'll pay mad money for pictures of fucking feet, man. I don't know what it is. It's fucking like
weird.
People,
Nate, weird, all you need is a ski mask and a look.
Oh no!
Oh no! A white guy robbing a bank. If that's not a stereotype, holy shit!
Right?
Oh god!
But not the next couple of years. I'm gonna try and make a trip out there.
Yeah, D-Stall, he's not going. Who else? I think that Nomi girl should be going.
Nomi's going, yeah.
Nadia already lives out there.
Yeah, Nadia and her husband. That's how we met them. Before
Joker's
they were
voice is gonna be. Channel. He literally lives out there. That's fucking crazy.
He literally works across the street from me.
LG's going, right? Not the Black Lawrence we know. The other white LG, the older white guy.
Yeah, yeah, Our LG isn't going this time. Yeah. We're going to try and get him out for the next one.
Good Lord.
Green Rocks. Pretty much all the Legion of Memers are going to be there. Just about.
Every time I talk to Tiny, she's asking if I'm ever going to come out there.
Tiny's going. I forgot Tiny is going. Yeah.
Tiny's going.
Hey, I'm just saying, if any ladies we know try to get me to their hotel room late at night, you know, I'm calling the cops.
That's not happening, I think.
Guys, robbing. I was talking about going to the bank and asking for a short-term loan. The ski mask was...
Might be cold out.
Okay. Oh. All right.
Well, hey, guys. I need to make a withdrawal. Just has a ski mask on.
No, do it like the way SpongeBob did in that one episode. He had a fucking sock over his head. Put the money in the bag. Put it in. He just like turned around backwards. Holy shit.
I seem to remember there was a skit where these guys run into the bank with a schema. All right, everybody, listen up. We need a short-term mortgage with really good interest rates. You can check all of our credit. They're extremely stellar. Who's going to help us? Get down on the floor because you're going to beg me for my business today.
Dude, like, legit, a plane ticket to California from North Carolina is about $1,500 right there.
Some dick on a trucker to get here.
Wait, from North Carolina to where?
To California, where you guys are.
$1,500.
We're going to Vegas, dumbass. Vegas is cheaper.
Vegas is Nevada, dude.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Vegas and there. Vegas always has, you can actually get, it's the one of the cheapest cities in the country to get a round trip ticket because they're getting kickback. The airports are getting kickbacks basically from the casinos and everything, the way it works. So you can always find a good cheap deal to fly back and forth to Vegas. That's why growing up, it was so easy to just inexpensively go visit people because I could always just get here and back without any problem. Now, when I didn't live here, going other places, it's like trying to go to just from Northwest Arkansas to Memphis, Tennessee, because I wanted to go to Memphis in May, the Rock Festival. And it was fucking like you were saying, like $1,500. And this is years ago. It's like, what the fuck? I've never played that much for a plane ticket. But yeah, on average, you can probably find them for about $200 to $400.
Do you know what I fear in multiple airports? Not even flying, losing my luggage. Because you know there's so many horrors losing your luggage. Fuck that. I'm good.
If you travel enough, it's gonna happen to you. I've had it happen to me twice. My brother has had it happen to him like 5 or 6 times, like bad, like where all of his shit just like, oh, it accidentally got sent to Denver. It's like, I wasn't going to fucking Denver. And then when he'd finally get it back, shit's missing. Like he's lost a whole laptop that had all of his work on it.
Well, yeah, it's a fucking laptop. Someone saw that shit and was like, fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit.
I mean, literally, that's how it goes. My grandmother lost a bag when we went to It was a South Dakota a couple of years ago.
You know how you avoid that?
How?
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I was cutting you off, dude.
No, you're fine. But
Hello?
Hello?
You're good. I'm sorry.
I'm not sexist. Being sexist is wrong. Yeah. And being wrong is for women.
Is my fucking mic cutting out, or am I having internet problems or something? Like, what is going on?
It might be your
it's
camera
not cutting out. You just kind of stopped talking in the middle of talking.
Yeah. Are you looking at porn?
I'm playing Arkham City. I'm streaming. And now that I think about it, my dad's probably streaming too.
You have a dad? Wait, I don't know. I can't relate to that.
Couldn't relate.
He's got a kick thing. But anyway,
your dad streams on Kick. Your dad's cooler than you. It sounds like.
What the heck? Oh my god!
It's not as cool as you would think it is.
All right, you guys want to talk about some
Call of Duty?
You guys want to talk about some apes? Actually, all right. So, courtesy of Grums, so there's this gaming company called Compulsion Games or something like that. You know, the bullshit that would go along with reading their bio. I did, and I about damn near wanted to jump off my roof, actually. The community manager at Compulsion Games, the studio that race swapped their main character after Sweet Baby Inc., says she hates gamers and says Asians are white adjacent. Okay, now keep in mind, that looks like a Mega Laquisha.
That
look like a Sharkeesha, Johnisha. Look at them earrings. That look like a hood rat by like every stretch of imagination. You go to Walmart, you see a ton of them bitches buy the fucking, you know, nail products and shit. Buying the chicken, buying the cornbread. Good lord, she even has the hairstyle too. Oh my god. Whoa, stereotypes are real. Good Lord.
She'd be an attractive woman if she didn't have that shitty ass attitude.
Good Lord. I guarantee you she says the N-word after every one of her sentences. I promise you she does.
Remember, gentlemen, looks are not always everything.
Honestly, I hate gamers. Now, don't you think it's pretty counterintuitive for a gaming company to hire someone as their community manager when she blatantly admits, I hate gamers? And remember what I told you guys. Remember last week? Everyone puts out the most banger of tweets in the morning. Look at when this dropped, actually. 3:35 a.m. in the morning when we're all fucking asleep so we can't see their bullshit. Actually, have you noticed that? Awake. Oh, fuck you. So, as you guys have noticed, every one of these worthless, disgusting animals have been dropping their racist tweets in the morning. We're all asleep. We're probably just waking up from work. You know, I got time to check Twitter. Got to get to work, right? Yeah. Bullshit. Well,
just to kind of piggyback off what you were saying, you know, why would they hire someone that hates gamers to work for a game company? It's like we've discussed before, man. They don't hire people anymore. They cast people for this. Oh, fucking,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Forgot to cast people now.
Yeah, but she doesn't bring anything to the table of relevancy or anything that's, you know, beneficial for the projects. She's just a diversity hire with a fat mouth. That's all she is.
So what is this? Compulsion Games, South of Midnight. South of Midnight is a spellbinding third-person action-adventure game set in the American Deep South.
What?
Learn an ancient weaving power. What? Like black girl weaving their hair? That's not real? What the fuck? Where, should I go to the fucking hair salon and tie in her braid?
Is she going to be fighting plantation owners with magic?
That'd be a more compelling plot than this bullshit. Explore the Deep South mythos and confront mysterious creatures in this folk tale for modern times. Who's gonna buy this?
Deep South mythos. What the fuck is that?
I don't know what that even means.
What the fuck does that even mean? Is she talking about
segregation or something? What does that even mean?
Is she talking about the Wendigo or the fucking Thunderbird or some shit? Like,
what?
I don't know.
I mean, there's a lot of like mythology and urban legends and shit in the Deep South, I guess.
Yeah. So that part. Have you ever heard it referred to as the Deep South mythos?
At Pika Cholita. Oh, of course you would have that fucking name. I'm just checking if she blocked me, because, you know, these animals tend to... Oh, she locked her account.
Yeah, because she probably got absolutely anal blasted in her fucking DMs.
Look at this mental illness. She, her, by Pan. History alum, womanist. You can't say feminist. He says womanist.
What the fuck is a womanist?
DEI consultant.
Seriously, what's a womanist? Like, what is?
I don't
even
know what the fuck that is. It's just changing terms at this point.
The fact that these people are actually getting paid large sums of money.
Yeah.
For having absolutely no talent or redeemable qualities whatsoever is fucking astounding.
Some of these people I wouldn't fucking piss on if they were rolling around on the ground in front of me on fire.
We know this is some bullshit right here. Views equal mine. No. What? Your views are your establishment views. Shut the fuck up. That ain't real. Stop it. Shut up. I ain't falling for that shit. And if your views aren't your own, shut the hell up.
I really need to see what the replies for this are.
Okay, there was more here today. Okay. There's the ones about black girl gamers potentially trying to, like, sue people that lie on them, even though they blatantly, you know, put out their racist practices. And the thing is, I don't even know what's going on with these weirdos anymore. So, a group called Black Girl Gamers is made because they feel like black people are not accepted in other spaces. Like, why does that group exist?
Specifically black girls.
Yeah, specifically black girls. And I don't know about you people, but when I grew up, black people made fun of other black people for liking nerd stuff a lot, actually.
Yeah, actually.
I can remember that when I was in school.
I was mostly made fun of for liking nerd stuff from mostly black people. I'm just saying. And the weird thing about a lot of this now is, like, you hear all these fucking takes today about like black girl gamers, and it's so fucking stupid. It's like these guys are literally pro segregation. So wait a minute, what makes the black girl gamers different from the KKK? What makes them different? I don't know what makes them different. How did people like modern versions of stuff? Black girl gamers a modern version of the KKK? Just saying.
Go from segregation is bad in the 70s to 2024 where, oh, now they're all for segregation?
It's, yeah.
How did we get this far? We reversed
every time I see some shit like this, I think of that episode of the Boondocks where Martin Luther King never died and he's just on the podium losing his fucking mind and he's like, is this what I took all those ass whoopings for?
Right.
That man is rolling in his grave right now, bro. I'm telling you.
Oh, I'm gonna show you some peak banana eating monkey right here. Woo! It gets even worse. All right, so I quote tweeted some of this stuff so I can have it for the show. So she says, that's kind of crazy, considering minorities tend to have fewer rights, hence the name minority. I don't care, because a majority of spaces are catered to white people. I see no real difference beside them putting in the title instead of the fine print.
These idiots still think they have no power anywhere, when all of our media, all of our entertainment, and everything that we've come to know and love has been taken over by these morons. I don't want to hear, oh, we have no power, it's still run by white racist bigots.
You think she's dumb? I'm sitting here like trying to track this stuff down for like the shows, because if I don't quote tweet and retweet this stuff, I'm not going to find it, because it's like it's so buried in everyone else, you know, destroying these people, right? And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, like, how in the world can you type that? That is literally fucking code speech for like, hey, can you give me examples of this? Always catered to white people. Last thing I checked, there was plenty of black TV shows and movies that a lot of people liked that weren't about racism, that weren't about gang violence, actually. Now, the big problem with Hollywood was that the major blockbusters were like, you know, gang violence and slavery movies. And I obviously understand that point if you would bring that up. But if you were to tell me that all this stuff was catered to white people, you're just a liar and you are a poser. And I know you were full of shit. If you tell me the bulk of media that has ever existed from movies and television that's just been all catered towards fucking white people, you are a disingenuous liar and you are a stupid idiot and you are a piece of shit.
Click on their profile. I want
to
see. I want
to
see what their shit looks like. Oh, what the fuck?
That's
just, at least they ain't got any pronouns in their bio. I'll give them that.
So this thread started from where? Okay, so it started all the way up here, and she said, "You mean to tell me a gaming space called Black Girl Monkeys, which was made to be a space for whores and monkeys who enjoy gaming, could actually enjoy the hobby without dealing with the prominent racism in gaming spaces, was prioritizing black women? I am shocked to say, what black women you know plays video games? I think I know like two in my whole life.
I've met a couple.
Very rare. Actually a minority. It's actually, I will give them that point. That is the minority thing. I don't really ever see black women play video games.
The ones that I have met are just your normal hardcore nerd chicks. They don't care about any of this shit. They usually play the Japanese stuff, primarily RPGs, the ones I've met.
They're mostly into anime.
Story-driven anime-based RPGs. And these chicks will out-nerd even the fattest of whitest of guys.
Yeah, those girls are like mostly the ones that you're talking about, those ones are usually like an anime con, because I've seen a few on like YouTube shorts, but like in your life, do you remember that many video game black girls?
It was like a handful. Now, here's the thing. I worked for GameStop for 5 years, so.
Yeah.
I had a little bit more of a,
exposure to the minorities. Way of
meeting, then the one thing that all of these, you know, black girls, white girls, guys, all of them had in common, they were just video game nerds.
Dude,
like, this is a different time, though. This is the early 2000s.
And this is what I don't understand with all these gaming racist takes. Now, if anyone doesn't know, because Sean, you guys know it's Cole, he asked me around this time period when Starfield had like that big pronoun meltdown with Az. He was like, how was gaming inclusive? I'm pretty sure that's what he said to me. I was like, dude, gaming, if you're playing like Monopoly, a tabletop RPG, anything, gaming has no barrier to entry for the most part, as far as like you can get into it. So I don't know what oh Lord, it's because it's so easy to break down because I would just lose my brain doing it. I don't know where they're experiencing this prominent racism from, because they don't even say who it's from. Because usually when it comes to these animals, these banana peeling fucks, all they'll say is like, this one guy told me this back when I was like 17. And I'm like, so that's great. You apply that anecdotal line of evidence to every gamer to exist.
I don't think they're experiencing racism as much as it's inside their head.
It's always that.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Always like that, man. Girls are always like, oh, this one guy told me this 5, 10 years ago.
I don't even think they're interacting with these people that they perceive as their racist. They're just on the outside looking in. Look at all those white guys that are having fun playing video games. Where are all the black girls at? They must be racist because we're not there.
Or
you haven't even talked to him.
Yeah, yeah. Or this is what these people don't understand. What if girls are just not into gaming the same way guys are? Because, guys, there are demographics for things. Yeah. Demographics mean you cater to your biggest demographic. The highest payer of demographic for video games is just dudes. It's like 5% women.
This kind of talk reminds me of when The Witcher 3 came out, and there was a huge controversy with it at the time because there were no people of color in the game. And it's like, well, it's a Polish video game made by a Polish studio set in, you know, ancient Poland
before mass global integration was a thing.
With Polish fucking mythology. So, yeah, there's going to be no fucking black people in it.
Where's my white straight man space? Where's my black?
I don't know. We're just beating a dead horse at this point.
Oh no! I swear, these people are just my point.
Yeah. You know what? One thing from that handful of black girl gamers, real ones, not fake ones that I knew, that primarily played very story driven RPG games. One thing they never said to me, and I never heard them say, oh, I really like this game, other than there were no black people in it.
Yeah, because people who actually enjoy these.
Or I love this game, but the main character was a man. I was hoping it would be a what? Nope, never happened.
Because people who enjoy video games and enjoy this media don't think like this. You know what I mean?
They never thought, oh, I think Link is a trans-coded character. No, they never fucking said that.
No one ever said that. Yeah,
that's true. I don't like the fact that Batman's white. Why can't we have a black Batman?
Yeah. They're sitting here asking shit that no one cares about in these type of communities. And I'm not saying every gamer is perfect. There are some real sleazy weirdos in gaming. I fully understand that. But these type of things are let's just say if a black girl wanted to get into comic books, she just went into her local comic book shop. No one's stopping her from doing that. There's no barrier of reason to do that. And if the people there don't want to talk to you, well, yeah, that's how people function. They don't talk to just random motherfuckers they don't know. Well, I'm sorry, people are like that.
I'm glad you brought up comic books, because this is one of the fake stories they always tell. Oh, I loved comic books so much, but I'd go into the comic book store and look at all the covers, and none of the main characters looked like me. You loved comic books, but that was your problem? You never loved this shit. You are lying. You didn't. If that was a thought going through your head, then you never liked this shit to begin with. You're lying.
Right. Once again, if you love it, you're not going to think like that. I don't like, you know, some of the older Black Panther comic books. You know, I've looked at them and I've never thought like that. Oh, this Black Panther guy's not white. I don't like this.
Well, and do you really think your average white guy comic book fan is like, wow, I'm so glad Superman looks just like me. He doesn't look anything like you, that piece of shit.
This was the other one, which was black people doing black things in black spaces. What is with these people? And the only thing that is attached to them is just their race. This is so cringe.
What's funny about this whole tweet is a contradiction of itself. Like, if
racist.
You read it.
I'm going to make a only white and male organization. How would that make you all feel then? Well, that's called the KKK.
But that's what you're doing.
That's literally what your group is.
You
look like fucking Caesar if he was a crackhead.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Did she do the fucking Kylie Jenner challenge? What the fuck was with those lips, bro?
See, you want the black version of KKK? Yeah, yellow flash is right.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Exactly.
You said, yeah, of course. Because instead of having an actual intellectual retort, you put out a GIF. Okay, cool.
These fucking people don't think before. These fucking people don't think before they type this shit up, man.
It's kind of funny how this is how the diversity mask slips. They say, "Hey, we just want things to be diverse. You know, we want there to be groups of all people represented in media, not just white guys." Okay, we'll put in characters and this and that. Okay, now get rid of all the white guys. In fact, this is our space now, and no one else is allowed.
It's like, what the fuck? Isn't that what you claim?
Wait a minute! But I thought you said you wanted everybody diversity. Go away. Our space now. Diversity means not you. Or you. And I've said this a million times. The fucking net narrows as time goes on. Because I called it, black dudes will be the first ones to get yeeted out of the group. And they have been. Straight black guys are, and they've even said this themselves, this type of group. Oh, straight black guys are just the straight white guys.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Fucking Asians, hell, guess what? Yeah. You're out too because you're white adjacent.
So.
And that it constantly narrows. Now, guess what? All straight, non-queer identifying or trans women. Yeah, fuck off with you too.
As a man,
see how
it happens in the black person arts. I have no idea what the fuck black things is. I don't. They can never define it, dude. They never can define anything. It's literally a bunch of horse shit. These people are like, man, we're gonna create a space that's just for us because these people made me mad. Okay, but now we're gonna be just like. But then now we're gonna be just like them. Wait, see what? Fuck. My brain like tries to process anything they think, and I truly do try to understand where they're coming from. I do, but I can't because they're stupid and they're just racist people. Like, how in the world can you talk about white people doing the KKK, which was a bad thing? I don't agree with that.
Yeah, fuck
but
them.
Then you do this, but then everybody wants the KKK
shit asshole.
Yeah,
fuck them.
And it's if you don't like the KKK, people who are not racist do not like them, obviously. Then why would you make a video game group that's basically like that? Because they don't want, because that thing is black gamer girls would mean everyone but straight white men. That's what they really mean, actually. They might even let white girls
again,
it's not straight white men, though. That's segregation.
Yeah, that's just for white guys, straight white guys are just the first ones. The net fucking narrows in, and then it's, well, straight black guys, you got to go too. All straight white women, if you're not queer identifying, you're out. All Asians, you're white adjacent, you're out. Yeah. Certain groups of Latino, you're done unless you're this one or this one, because it all has to do with who's the oppressed and who's the oppressor. Okay, this group has it a little too good, so you're not allowed to be part of this anymore.
Right.
Dude, have you seen in a lot of these threads that they're talking about anti-black and racism, and it's like we were put down. I always ask people because it depends on which time period you grew up in, so interactions may be a lot different based on how you grew up. If you grew up in a certain period like we did, you would have to ask them, what were you put down for? What rights do you have that I don't have? Or any situations. All I'm asking for is give me a few situations. And keep in mind, when they give you these situations, this is from their own memory, so they might even be remembering it properly, or they might be misremembering the context of it, all that stuff, right? They can never give you anything. It's all, and even when they do, it's always anecdotal, or it's like some fucking corporate speak of like, you're just anti-black and against anti-women. It's like, are you a bot? I talk to a bot and it would have more sense than this fucker.
Well, these are the same people that get mad at you just because you happened to lock your car while they were standing right there.
That's a microaggression. You can't do that. Nope. Do that. You're racist.
Well, Nate, how else are they supposed to rob your car?
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. Stop being selfish.
Stop being, you're supposed to share, you're supposed to love thy neighbor. You need to. Need to not treat you like that.
It's the commie mentality,
Oh my fucking God. I wish somebody would snap on me for locking my car while they're walking by me. I smacked the shit out of them, dude. My God. My mom
black
raised
people can't be racist, apparently, but there's Uncle Tom's if they don't agree with the hive mind. Yeah, it's always like that too. Yeah. Like, if you don't, yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, throughout my life, I've only ever heard the worst and being used in the most derogatory racist ways against black people were from other black people. They're having a disagreement. Like,
you know, I was posting about the Hodge twins earlier in the chat, dude. People like them, they get called Uncle Toms all the fucking time. Just because of the shit they say, dude, they crack me the fuck up. Like, whenever I'm having a bad day, I can always count on those two to like brighten my day.
Look at all the shit Gothics is getting right now.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
We're gonna go over Gothics's new video, which was her response to the Black Girl Gamer drama. Now, apparently she was a part of it, and they were coming after her hard. And I was like, bruh, really? I thought you guys were all for inclusion and diversity. Not diversity of thought. That's how it works with you dirty, stinking apes.
It's funny how the tables turn when you go against the hive mind.
Well, I mean, and another one that they constantly shit on when he steps out of line, and one of my favorite actors, fucking Terry Crews. He gets shit all the fucking time. I love
Terry Crews, man.
Mm-hmm. Fucking Terry Crews is a goat.
Dude, like, how old is he now? Like, what's his age?
He's in his mid-50s. Mid to late
50s. He's still fucking jacked, dude. Yeah, like, the dude looks like he could fight Optimus Prime in a one-on-one fight.
All right, let's go.
Or you can call me Vanessa. I don't care really what you call me, as long as I know that you're talking to me. Anyway, I woke up this morning to find one of my X posts, formerly known as Twitter posts, tweets, has gained 2.6 million views, which...
Damn!
And so I want to talk about why this tweet has gone viral and just ask some questions because I'm confused. So for context, we're going to go over to the screen so you guys can see what I'm talking about. So I responded to Grums. And if you don't know who Grums is, he's been really good at reporting a lot of the nonsense within the gaming industry.
He has. If you haven't been following Grums, go give that guy a follow, actually. That guy has been putting together of the deleted tweets that they put out in the morning that they try to scrape, when we go and look at them, he gets them all.
As of late, if you know anything about gaming, you've probably heard of this person. And so I'm on X scrolling in the morning, and I start seeing people talking about Black Girl Gamers, which that name holds a spot in my heart. It will always hold a sore spot in my heart because Black Girl Gamers was essentially a part of my wake up moment. That and also the cookout, which I don't think the cookout is even a thing anymore. But there was a lot of overlap between the members of both communities. And so when I saw this person talking about Black Girl Gamers, naturally I had to investigate and see what they're talking about. And apparently, the group Black Girl Gamers are threatening legal action against a news outlet. And this news outlet is simply reporting the news, you know, actual journalism. I know this is a foreign concept to a lot of people. Perhaps you forgot what journalism is.
The person was John Trent, the guy who was the CEO and founder of Bounding Into Comics. Like, literally, if you point out to these people what they're doing wrong, they're like, I'll sue you. It's like, this is what you literally put out, but you know,
it's either I'll sue you or they just scream at the top of their lungs until you walk away.
But yes, you're just relaying the truth to the audience. And so I'm looking at these articles from that Park Place, and I'm reading these articles and I see nothing wrong. They're literally repeating quotes that were taken from previous interviews that included J.Ann Lopez, who is the founder of Black Girl Gamers. And so Black Girl Gamers thought that that was so highly inappropriate. And, you know, you are trying to make our organization look bad. And so they threaten legal action for some strange, bizarre reason on social media. And, you know, if they're simply just repeating what you're saying, I see no grounds to even threaten legal action. It makes no sense. But how dare you? Black Girl Gamers, come here. Come closer. Come closer. Come here.
Do you know what she reminds me of?
How dare you?
She reminds me of Craven's girlfriend, Eclipso.
That's actually Craven. A pretty good comparison.
Eclipso. Wait, what's that from?
It's the black girl. It's the girlfriend he has.
She's Craven's girlfriend in some Spider-Man depictions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's not the Craven I thought you meant.
Yeah.
Okay. You're probably going to be like, Craven, these nuts in your mouth. Mm. Nope.
Just to give you guys some context here, because I'm looking at some of these comments, and a lot of people are adding things in to my tweet that I didn't actually say. And
Gothics, that happens in everything. Literally, if you can put out the most detailed tweet ever and someone will be like, no, you didn't really mean that. Even if you blatantly state what you mean. That's how Twitter works.
Me, I thought that if I tweet something out, you know, people will understand what I'm saying. Oh, no. I should have learned from my mistakes before, but obviously I haven't. So let me clarify about my affiliation with Black Girl Gamers. I was never hired for their consulting firm, okay? Because when we had our falling out, they were still laying the groundwork for the consulting firm that it is today. I was recruited to be a member of their community. I was recruited to be a member of their stream team. I collaborated on videos for their platforms, for their Twitch channel. All that to say, you can see the fruits of their rhetoric just based on their actions. You know, if you are a platform that claims to care about diversity and it's a safe space, well, I didn't feel very safe.
Oh, I love that word. Yeah, there, all these organizations are like, it's a safe space. You can feel safe here as long as you want to cut off your dick.
Darlings. What? Oh, no, this isn't a safe space. This is a cult, okay? If you really want to know what BGG is about, simply look at their timeline. Look at their Twitter account. Look at the crap that they are regurgitating online. These are not people who care about uplifting one another. No, they care about cultivating an ideological cult and kicking people out if they don't toe the line. You know, it's no always baffling to me. When companies who claim to be all for diversity and inclusion and amplifying Black voices do the exact opposite. First of all, it is retarded to say that you want to create a space just for Black people, because you know damn well that if the whites did the same thing, racist.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
Biggest plan activity. Clan activity.
Biggest offender of this is Disney. They say they love Black people. They both won't even recast T'Challa, who's the biggest Black superhero for a lot of people. Remember, but they love diversity. They love Black people.
Because it's more important that T'Challa is replaced by a woman.
Right.
You know, it's a little more in...
You see, there's a double standard here. This is this sort of like virtue signaling moral superiority of like, oh, we are the bastions of diversity and inclusion. It's all topical and it's nothing actually, it's nothing that actually matters, because the only diversity that actually matters is diversity of thought, which you guys clearly do not have. It is impossible to claim that you are all about tolerance, because everyone is intolerant to something. Clearly you're intolerant to me and I'm intolerant to stupidity. So
yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. I'm looking at my social media here, and I'm seeing a lot of posts from people. Let me just search this really quick, because I thought this was hilarious.
Keep in mind, some of these accounts as Black Girl Gamers employ bots, so these might even be real people. This might just be the same person on four different monitors calling you a bigot.
If I search Gothics TV anti-Black on X, this you will get...
Yeah, they called her racist for having her Twitter banner be this.
That's funny.
And look at the tweet right there. This is your cover photo. You were kicked out for being anti-Black, because you are. They saw you in 4K, and so do we. Anti-Black.
No, I'm just anti-stupid. That's
so and anti-Black, for anyone who doesn't know what that is, basically means they're calling you a self-hating Black person. That's literally what they're calling you. Instead of just saying that, it's another buzzword that they say, honestly. What's this one? They promptly kicked me out for being anti-Black, aka not making an idol out of my skin color, refusing to hate white people. Yep. Oh my God, this name. What the fuck? Oh God.
I was just about to say something about it. I was like, wait a minute.
That's the best Twitter name of all time.
Oh.
Oh shit. This is my header. on X. And again, if you know my backstory, you know that I got canceled as a Twitch streamer.
Calling someone anti-black for not hating white people is crazy.
Because I questioned why people were calling everyone else racist if they had a problem with Disney casting a black woman to play Ariel. So I said on Twitter, I said, can we just not call people racist for
a movie opinion?
Questioning why Ariel is black now?
It's even more stupider when you break it down. People are calling you racist and trying to apply things in your life you've probably never been or thoughts you've ever had for a movie opinion. This is a movie. This ain't like real life. People are back around. Like, movies are just make-believe shit, obviously.
And instantly, I'm anti-black. So, you know, I'm looking at this and I'm seeing just repeatedly people calling me anti-black and their metric of which they are using to determine that I'm anti-black is this header that I have on Twitter. I mean, first of all, is the meme wrong? Is it wrong?
No,
did you not take sloppy seconds of a pre-existing character for your diversity agenda? Oh, representation. You'll take the scraps of the white characters and then claim that you've made it. But we don't want to talk about that, clearly, right? We don't.
Oh, that's too factual for them. They don't want to admit that. You know, because if you brought that up to them, hey, you could just, crazy idea, you weirdo people. Make your own shit. And then it's all yours. No, we want to take those other people's stuff. What?
Like, actually, in research and investigate, you know, African folklore.
Yeah.
Right. African-American folklore. There's plenty of that, too.
I was going to say.
An example of it done right was The Princess and the Frog. Great movie.
Great movie.
And adapted it was by using 1920s New Orleans instead of the original fairy tale, which took place in France.
You know, it's
still had funny. A lot of the Cajun French speaking French accents, but with an overwhelmingly black population that would have fit that timeline that they were going for with the story. Everything worked.
Dude, it took me
forever. You know, that took a little thing called fucking creativity.
Yeah.
Now it's just Ariel's black for no reason. And so's Prince Eric's mom. You know, he's the prince of fucking what? France?
Yeah. And she's, how does that work? What happened there? Also, it took me forever to figure out Keith David's the Shadow Man, dude. Like, when I found that out, my fucking head exploded.
Oh, and Princess and Frog? Yeah, he's bad enough.
Yeah, how could you not know that was Keith David?
I was a little kid when I first saw the movie, dude. I wasn't paying attention to
acting. Goliath.
Forgot he's like a one of the most distinct
voices.
Shake my hand. Come on, boys. Won't you shake a poor sinner's hand?
And not to mention how silly it is to imply that people of my skin complexion can't take a joke. You don't like that joke? All right, it's not for you. Find a different comedian.
I just had a thought. So they want to label us racist because we question what they were thinking when they decided to cast her as a black girl. But what did they lose their fucking minds if we took a character like Black Panther and made him white?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, let's pull Uno reverse card and see what happens when we do it.
They flip out if they take a white, a non-black character, turn them black. That version of the character isn't as popular. They turn them back to the original that was popular. Good example. That's Wally West.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah,
and they lose their fucking minds because you're whitewashing it. It's like, motherfucker, that was what you was originally.
Or the middle part of that is if you didn't accept their fucking racist race swap bullshit, you just hate black people. It's like, bro,
yeah.
I'm good.
Filtering comedy through political correctness, it becomes propaganda.
Political correctness.
You are essentially helping push for more censorship. You're trying to eradicate certain ideas and opinions from the public square, all behind the guise of diversity and inclusion. For as much as people spend online, I mean, I've looked at my Twitter account. It's like people have been arguing with themselves for the past 24 hours. You could use that time to pick up a book.
Do you think these people are reading books, lady? Do you think these people actually read in general? If these people read anything, let's just use comic books, for example, which have pictures of what these characters look like. That they can't even do that. They ain't reading no book. That's not happening for them.
The quest for cosmic justice, up from slavery.
Booker T. Washington. I never read these before. Mm-hmm. Maybe I might. I'm black. Oh. I can't read, honestly.
You know, I always recommend The Naked Communist. It talks a lot about what I'm mentioning right now.
That title has aged so well. Just saying.
And you could also try the Bible. That would be a really great start.
These guys hate Jesus. These people are atheists for the most part. They ain't reading no Bible, woman.
A lot more other things you can do that are far more productive than just screaming out into the void. But hey.
Well, I mean, last night I was in Vegas and this girl put her butt in my face and, you know, I had things happen to me. So, you know, definitely sure. More important things to do.
Hey, what do I know? I'm just the self-hating, tap-dancing grifter.
Look at all these posts. Sorry. Self-hating and transphobic. Look at this house grifter.
House grifter? What the fuck is a house grifter?
It's a play on house nigga.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The white liberals are never going to like you.
Also, we're talking about race. Where did transphobic come from?
So hold on, wait. The white liberals are never going to like you. Stop licking their junk.
White
liberals.
Have you lost?
Of course, white liberals aren't. They're racist too.
Wait. Also, Luis Garcia Ramirez. Huh?
This person said you are one of the good ones / escape the monolith thought plantation grifter.
What? Dude, these people are coping. These people are coping and seething so fucking hard, dude.
What does that even mean? You're a thought plantation grifter. What the fuck does that mean?
Didn't we already established that slavery happened 200 years ago?
Pretty racist. Is that when you think of black people, you think of plantations and slavery? That sounds pretty fucking racist, mm-hmm. Actually. Shitting on pro-black spaces by playing victim. How is she playing victim when she said she's a part of the group at one point? That's not playing. That's giving you history on how the group works while simultaneously acting like you're so above and beyond it. I'm done. I'll get a brain.
I don't think she's the one with a superiority complex. I think you guys are. That's just self-projection right there.
Textbook pick me grifter routine account. I don't even know what what is that word salad shit? What do you mean?
Pick me? Like, what?
Pick me. Okay.
Huh?
On the internet. Speaking of which, one thing that I noticed when I had my wake-up moment and I received all this vitriol from these people is that I was making my skin color into an idol. Anything that you put above God becomes your idol. That is the thing that you give the most attention to. That is the thing that you worship. Everyone worships something. You can't escape it. So these people saying anti-black, anti-black, anti-black. It's like, it's literally copy and paste. These people live off of slogans, anti-black. So you're assuming that there is some type of a religious doctrine of blackness. So what is it?
They can never point it out. They mm-hmm. Everything they know has come from CNN, MSNBC, and fucking, I don't know, Kamala Harris rallies or some shit. Or they heard it from maybe they're racist fucking college teachers, school teachers. Mostly, we know public schools really guilty
Marxism.
Of that
it's just it's just Marxism. Yeah.
You ask them, what are you talking about? They have no retort because they're taught to just be fucking robots. That's all it is.
These are the same people that think Wakanda's a real place.
It's not just skin color. It's all these identifying features that is your entire person. So I am queer. I am trans.
I'm a bacon, lettuce, tomato.
Yeah.
I'm a baconator. I'm extra crispy.
Imagine going to a motherfucker and you're like, I'm extra crispy, bro. What the fuck? Those are your pronouns.
So what are your pronouns? So what are your pronouns for being a Baconator? They're Baconator. Both of them are Baconator. Baconator slash Baconator.
Yeah, that's the thing is like, okay, so I'm just making the scenario up right now. If Joe Biden says, this is the way black people should act, and then another person in that same camp says, this is how black people should act, then who makes the rules then? I'm just saying, yeah. Like, this is so right. Funny. This is why this is all stupid. I want people to understand this is stupid. What you believe is stupid. Please open your eyes. Mm-hmm. No, there's not one person that can tell you how to act the way you act. Obviously, there's similar traits to how we act in our race and that stuff. Obviously, that's the case. But what I'm saying is one person cannot define how a fucking anti-black whatever rhetoric bullshit you're thinking of defines that. Because if Joe Biden says it's one way, but then, I don't know, I say it's a different way, well, why would either of ours be right? If we both have a different way of it, how it looks, you know, none of this makes sense anymore. It's all fucking retarded shit.
Where is the standard of blackness? In what way should I be thinking and speaking and interacting in the world?
That's why they call them whitewashed. Oh, you sound like one of them proper sounding ones. And I'm like, the fuck are you talking about? What the hell? That's a common thing. If you talk proper as a black person, like a lot of these weird leftist people are like, man, you sound proper. You trying to impress the white people. It's like, huh? The fuck? I don't know what that even means. What the hell?
If you're saying that I am anti-black, then that assumes that there is some type of standard. Who gets to write that standard? Who? Is it Al Sharpton? Is it Black Lives Matter?
Black Lives Matter, by large mansions, they, I don't think they've done any of that.
They're a terrorist organization, so I mean, they might as well be.
BLM is for like fucking riots and shit. Definitely not.
Is it Black Girls Gamers? Is it the collective of the black community? Well, there's your.
That's, yeah, right there too. What, I don't know why these people assume that every black person thinks the same. It's literally the idea of like, hey, you have a black president, so he can represent you guys very well. But it's like, he doesn't speak for all black people though. Yeah. It's like, what? Yeah.
Obama's not even black.
Fuck, guys, that's, Muslim, that's, is he not? Right, yeah, I was using obviously as an example. It's like, let's say you have a black spokesperson, and he's like, but you have a black spokesperson. I don't think like him. Why would you assume that
if that person, regardless of their complexion, if it's similar to yours, if their ideals are nowhere near aligned with yours in your morals, mm-hmm. then they don't represent you, period.
Yeah,
you should pick the person who has a similar set of values. That's what's really important, not the superficial bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Problem. Because that means that the standard of blackness and being pro-black can just change at a whim. If you make
mm-hmm. And that right there is just from any person you ask, any person, and to be fair, they go to every single race too. It's not just black people. If you ask someone, what does a white person do, or what does a white person think or feel, you ask that to like 10 different people, that you're gonna get 10 different answers. That's the thing too, is these like pro-black and like anti-black, these have no clear defined definitions, because that means if you try to put someone in a box like that, you're like, every black person must act like that. And it's like, what? How did you even come to that conclusion? You know? Like, yeah, black people can be
actually right. That's a horribly racist way to think.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're saying that all of these people, because they look the same in this, they have to all look, act, talk, think the exact same.
Yeah.
They mm-hmm. all belong in this category, and if any of them step out of line, then they're losing their seat at the table. They're not one of us anymore.
Just saying, man, we can use it for Planet of the Apes 5.
Make a company that says we're all about diversity and amplifying black voices, and then here I come along, and then you say, oh, you're anti-black. Okay, well, what is the metric that you are using to say that I'm anti-black? You're just
It's kind of like that same thing Cat Williams said. It's not really the fact that you disagree with them, it's just more like you're against them. That's it. But they'll just paint you as anything they want you to be. The race thing is just the easiest thing to do, because everyone just latches onto the word fucking racist so easily at this point mm-hmm. nowadays, honestly.
Guys, we need Uncle Ruckus as president.
You know?
I agree.
Well, cut the crap, man. You just make up these rules and regulations about what blackness is, but at the end of it all, it means nothing. So who makes the standard for anti-blackness? Who makes the standard for pro-blackness? And why should I care about my blackness anyway? My identity is not my blackness.
I want people to understand that your identity is not your fucking race or your fucking sex or gender, or whatever you want to call it now. Like, literally, you are your own individual thought. And that's the thing. If you tie all of your fucking self-worth as a person to your race or your freaking gender, you are a loser. Just like most people who do that stuff are losers, actually. Because they have nothing else. They have no personality traits. They're not good to be around. Talent,
no creativity.
Agree. Yep. Yeah, there's nothing to them. I know people like that. Those are the most unbearable people to hang around with. There's nothing to them. Everything tied to them is some racial problem.
Identity is who God says I am. And for those who don't know God, you make a God out of your skin color. And when you make an organization that says this is a space for Black women or Black folks now, because now we're also including trans women, so men. So
chicks with dicks, the lettuce, bacon, tomato community. Yep. BLTs. Love them.
I don't, honestly, I can't keep up. When you make a group that says this is for this type of skin color only, you have no grounds to complain that other people of others.
First, also, that would be crazy too. If Black Girls Gamers lets in a prune Black woman, then that goes against everything that they stand for. Just saying. Mm-hmm. Like, that's would be definitely not what that would stand for, right? I don't know how that would go, honestly.
And I mean, they're still arguing the fact that you can be transracial. So what do they do when Rachel Zoligar, or whatever her name was, with her extra perm and tanning oil walks in? Only this time it's one with a dick. I am here for Black Girl Gamers. I'm clearly a Black girl.
What the fuck is happening to the world, gentlemen?
You look like a white man with a massive penis.
Nope. You got a 5 o'clock Black shadow girl. There, buddy. Black girl. Can I be in? You're accepted.
Yeah, fuck.
We just send MSK in there undercover with a wig on and some melons.
I'm like, hey, yo, girl. What's up, my ninjas? My white bread.
No, I was thinking we send you, Nate.
Why me?
You show up. Don't change your clothes or anything. Just be like, I identify as a Black girl.
Just come in there.
Go on, show that. Show up eating a bag of Doritos like you are right now.
Go on the Discord call and wear a clan outfit.
Oh no, no! Hey guys, I identify as a ghost. I identify as a poltergeist.
Thing, my friends, I don't see the world through a racial lens. I used to, but I refuse to do it now. I voted for Obama because he was Black. I didn't know anything about his policies. I just voted for him.
That was the media, thing at the time. Vote for him because he's Black. Not because of his policies or what he stands for. Remember, he was against gay marriage. Obama literally was against gay marriage before he was running. And when he got in office, he changed it. It was one of the fastest things that he did when people asked him, how do you feel about gay marriage? He's like, oh, I'm all for it. What? I know that wasn't what he said before. Fucking liar. He's the worst president.
Well, because one of the strongest oppositions against gay marriage was within the Black community.
Yeah, I remember. Yep.
So that's why he had it's called shoehorning, I guess. Mm-hmm. I think that's the term, where he changed his stance as soon as he got elected. And just gradually, it wasn't immediate, but he did. Yeah. He switched his stance on that fairly early on. The only president we've had that's been fine with gay marriage from the get-go was Trump. Yeah, he was like, I don't care. It's a legal contract. It's fine.
He's Black. Talk about supporting Black businesses. Don't ask any questions about whether or not the business is good or not, or whether or not the policies are good. If he's got a brown face, we got to vote for him. Duh. But when it really comes down to it, the only diversity that matters is diversity of thought. I disagree with a lot of my viewers. You know, we have friendly conversations and we'll bounce different ideas back and forth. And sometimes I'll end live streams knowing that we still walked away disagreeing. But at the end of the day, we still see the humanity in one another. You know, I do not agree with anything that Black Girl Gamers is doing. I don't agree with anyone that thinks that they are somehow going to eradicate hatred from the world by having shouting matches on Twitter and calling everyone anti-Black or...
Yeah, let's be honest here. Most of these girls are just Twitter fucking knights. They ain't doing shit in real life. I'm just being honest here. I don't even think they actually play games in real life. This is all a front, honestly. These are fake people.
they are fake. They have to latch themselves onto some form of media. Like, this is what they've attached their fucking market to, and that's how it's working for them. They're getting hired to go in and ruin video games for actual video game fans.
Yeah, like, dude, remember when we watched that video with Horror Amarada and Cheap City, that one black guy is talking about all this bullshit, and that thing that we talked about in that episode was, why do these people think that black people all act the same? Like, he's like, well, if you want a black kid from this place at this time, at this period, we gotta ask these people about him. Like, why would the black person be specifically acting and looking like that? Like, this is ridiculous that we're going through this stuff. Fucking hell. And I'm saying right now, black girls don't game. They make fun of people who game like that. Black girls don't even date people like that. Like, why are they fronting to do this? I don't get it. I don't get it.
Heaven forbid, transphobic. You know, I don't agree with them, but I don't hate them. I see the humanity in them. And I was blind, and eventually I woke up. And I think that the type of backlash that this group is getting might cause people to wake up. And I hope that's the case, you know? I really hope so. But yeah, guys, that's all I wanted to say about this topic. You know, the whole reason I decided to make this video isn't to rehash the drama, because trust me, all of that is already included in my documentary. I don't need to endlessly talk about the same things over and over and over again. But when I first got kicked out of BGG, no one would listen to me. I mean, there were people that stood by.
No, I tell these people function. If anyone doesn't know, they cancel you, you're out. You're completely gone. Mm-hmm. Anyone from that group interacts with you, they're gone too. That cancel culture works.
I mean, but the people that were in that community, no one wanted to hear it. It is literally an ideological cult. So I hope that this video will encourage you, if you are a part of BGG or any community for that matter, where you feel as though you have to kowtow to all of their nonsensical talking points, don't believe that. Don't do it. Leave. Yeah, they might call you anti-black and transphobic and this, that, and the other. Are you really gonna live your life based on the opinions of others? Like, honestly,
that's great advice too. Yeah, this is just mm-hmm. universal, not just even tied to this. You can't live your life by what other people might think of you depending on what you do, you know, especially in that kind of thing. Because what you said earlier, that this stuff is a cult. If you don't believe 100% of things these people believe, you're out. So,
oh yeah, you have to keep up with it, because their ideals are constantly changing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're out. And
like, if you sleep in Monday morning and don't get all the updates downloaded into your fucking brain, you might accidentally think like, oh yeah, look at this racist. That person's actually fighting oppression. What are you talking about, bigot? You're out.
Your brains are like a PS5. Every time you turn it on, it's always updating.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, guys. Like,
we love Jews. No, we hate Jews. We love it. No, not really. Stop Asian hate. Asians are white adjacent. Fuck.
Oh, also, keep in mind, when you guys are thinking about people like black girl gamers, have you guys noticed recently there's all these like groups of people that have been coming around saying that the gaming community is all this, that, and the third, and people have been literally streaming at the fucking void? No, it's not like that. These people are perpetuating a fake narrative constantly. Yep. And even if it is somewhat rooted in truth, it's only rooted in truth based off anecdotal evidence and one-time scenarios that does not apply to everybody. Okay? Just saying, when these people have their stories, whenever they tell them, it's always bullshit. Just saying, it's always some line of, hey, I don't really think this is true. It's more like, trust me, bro.
People who I trusted and then they turned on me the second that I wasn't parroting their script. And if they can do that to me, they can do that to you. Okay? There's a popular phrase about how the left always eats their own. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. Granted, the right does it too, but there's a lot of truth to that. So yeah, that's all I really wanted you guys to think about. If you enjoyed this video, do me a favor, hit the...
Well, I think that's the end of it, right? All right, but yeah, make sure you guys go and subscribe to Gothics, actually. Awesome video. Yeah, great person. Like watching our content a lot. And as like I've told you guys before, if you want to catch segments like these, well, you got to follow me in the description box below. You got to follow on, you know, Rumble. You got to follow me on Twitch. You got to follow me on X, formerly known as Twitter, if you want to get these juicy pieces of content live when they happen, actually. And Nathan is banging his wife in his kitchen currently right now. So, Iron, did you want to say anything before we head out of this, actually?
No.
Okay. Black girl gamers are nothing but a bunch of dirty, stinking, banana peeling apes. And that being said, I'll see you guys later. Like, comment, and subscribe. Most of all, enjoy. I'm MSK, Master Swag King, and I'm signing out, guys. Peace. Wow.
That was good. You did good.
I hate all of you, actually. This girl said she wanted to catch 35 bodies during spring break. She has a hat that says world's best ex-girlfriend.
I'll be right back. I'm dealing with something.
How does spring break happen for Las Vegas? Maybe we should go out there for spring break and I start banging some of these hot college chicks, actually.
I think spring break is right now.
What? Damn it.
Thank you. Yeah.
God dang it. Dude, she has to be trolling. Like, yeah, there's no way. I mean, you never know, honestly.
Are you going to pull it up or what are we? I mean.
Oh, of course I am. Oh, Lord. Fucking hell. Remember the one we watched last time where the girls was like, I want to go to parties and just get blasted. And I'm like, bruh.
Yeah, I'm still calling bullshit on that one. I think that was just a. It was so over the top. No problem, man. It was just a joke.
I can't even tell anymore. I can't at this point, man. It's fucking ridiculous. All right. Hit share segment. What is this? Oh, my God. And damn, these girls are pretty good, actually. God damn it. Where am I with girls that look like this? God damn it. I'm in fucking buttfuck crackhead town.
So you guys have a spring break bucket list.
Catch five bodies.
Catch five bodies?
Five?
Five.
What about you?
To remember a night.
Does that
make sense?
Yes.
You're
going to be drinking?
So much, yes. Thank
you. How many days do you have to catch five?
I've already reached it.
Does your bucket list reset every day? Or how does that work?
Wait, so did you hit five in a day?
Yeah. So I guess I'm here for 7 days, 5 times 7.
I can't tell if she's bad at math. They're just waiting for me to answer.
I can't. It's 35.
5 times 7 is 35.
Yeah.
35 in 7 days is your goal.
Yes.
Sounds like wife material.
Oh, yeah.
That's... I mean, hey, if I was out there and I would be like, hey, yo, girl, what it tastes like, just saying, I have no standards or morals myself, so I would probably do it.
Well, but then again, I can tell you it probably tastes like the other three guys that were before you.
So you're saying I'm basically tasting three guys' nuts.
Yep.
Doesn't she wipe her vagina?
Nope. If she's doing five a day over the course of 7 days, you think she got time for that shit?
Probably not.
Probably not.
I'll just clean it myself.
I'm with Iron. She probably tastes just like the three guys before him.
Dang. That sucks. Yeah. But it also sounds really hot, too.
I need to go see a dentist again.
Oh, good Lord. So yeah, those are your women for spring break. So whenever I'm out in Vegas, if any girl wants to choke on my cock, you know. Woof.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck, buddy.
Well, we'll be wrapping it up here in about 7 minutes, actually, because Iron's going to die. I think he needs to get sleep, actually. Nathan is white. And he's been banging his wife tonight, actually. So, you know.
No, not married. So,
Hopefully when you get that house, you let me come over and, you know, I take a shower in your bathroom.
No.
Why not?
You would fly out all the way to the East Coast just to take a shower in my fucking bathroom.
That'd be a video. That's at least a million view video right there.
My friend flies all the way from California to shower in my house. Honestly, I don't even know if I'd have, you know, any girls over. I don't know what I want with my life right now, honestly.
Well, getting out and getting your own place is a good start.
Yep. Exactly. I also need to get my fucking insurance in place so I can go to the goddamn dentist. Fucking shit.
Yeah, fucking hate life in general, but, you know, I guess talking to you guys makes it a little bit more fun, does it not?
I bet it does, buddy. I bet it does.
I hate you guys so much.
Nah, you love us. We keep you sane. It's okay.
This is the second time now MSK has alluded to a shower. I'm starting to worry.
Yep. He really wants to shower in another man's home.
Just saying, if I could just use the soap you use in your ass.
So they took his bed. They probably took a bunch of other stuff. Did they shut off his water too? Is that what he's implying, guys?
Well, he had to choose between water and internet. So
he's afraid to ask anybody if he could take a shower because his fucking water's off.
Oh my gosh!
How long has it been since you've had a shower?
I took a shower today. Before I woke up to go to work, yeah, I took a shower every day. I can't do the whole like, oh, I do one every 3 days. No, that can't work for me. I would be smelling like ass, like literal ass.
No, once a day, sometimes twice for me. Fuck that.
Yeah, it used to be twice a day. I used to do one when I wake up and one in late night, actually. Because, you know,
get all the dirt off water. Fuck you.
Conserve water.
What the hell? I need it.
Good gosh.
I mean, also the heat out here. I mean, we're inching ever so closer to the 100-degree weather again. So
yeah,
it's really not. Oh yeah, you're right. It's gonna get hotter soon. I don't know how, dude. It's out here last year. I think it reached peak levels. It was actually, I got that shit. You know, it was 120 degrees.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, we were
outside. We were dying. If I would walk out, because usually I don't mind the summer. I actually like the summer. When I go out to get, I'll get like drinks, right? I usually don't get tired. I'll be fine. Last year I think the first time I would go out and walk to the gas station to get drinks, and my body just felt like it was actually dying in the inside. Right. I was like, holy shit, this is bad. Like 120 degrees. They said Vegas hits like 130. I'm like, there's no way you hit 130. Yep. You'd be frying outside.
Yeah, no, you literally can. Like, I've known people that have just stupidly walked out of their house just to like grab something on the porch, not realizing that porch had been in that heat for hours, and they walk out barefoot, and you literally like you go to step and then you step up again and there's skin left on the sidewalk.
Oh,
seen it happen. Like you can't walk your dogs during the day because it's too hot for them. They'll fucking burn up their feet. You got people dropping from heat stroke. Younger people that are in good health are getting heat stroke just because they parked a ways further from the grocery store and just walking back and forth. You don't even know it's happening until it's boom. It's gotcha.
That is ridiculous. That's also why it's important to hydrate people. So if you're not hydrating, fucking hydrate.
Yeah, it's a fucking oven. You need sunscreen, water. you literally risk your life for the better half of the year during the summer months, which
I don't care how badly you think you need that ice cream. Get some water.
Yeah.
Oh Lord.
But yeah, just leaving your home is a fucking risk here.
Yeah. So the reason I was blipping in and out a moment ago was because one of my teeth back here just decided to, I ain't got a toothache, but another chunk of it decided to fall off in the middle of eating.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Yeah.
So you got like a cavity or something you need to get filled?
I've got one back here and I got another one up here on the top row that need to be filled. But if I don't do something about it soon, I'm going to have to get this one pulled too. And then that's going to be three molars I don't have.
Oh, shit. Shit.
It's the only downside of having my dad's genetics. Like, he's got the worst fucking teeth. You're an
old man at this point. Holy fuck.
Like, my dad literally does not have a top row of teeth. That's how bad it is.
Fuck. Yeah, that's always white people and teeth problems. What the hell? You guys are meth addicts or something?
Hey, my mom couldn't control who who was my dad. Leave me alone. Actually, she could have, but it is what it is.
Well, gonna wrap it up here tonight. We'll start with Nathan. Anything you got going on planned coming up, actually?
Well, like I said at the beginning of the stream, I'm going to kind of hold off on movie reviews until I officially make the move, just because, you know, my environment plus my schedule is just not allowing me to, it's not allowing me to commit to it the way I really wanted to when 2024 started. But I think in that time, I'm going to kind of use it. I'm going to kind of use that time to basically try to expand the gaming thing on my other channel. You know, I'm going to start doing a lot more live streams. You know, I really need to finish the Evil Within 2 and Spider-Man 2 so I can move on to other stuff. I think for longer games, I'll probably end up streaming those, but I think for shorter, more linear games, I'll do like the more edited format because I love doing stuff like that. And plus, I think you could really have some fun with that kind of stuff, you know, when you're gaming. So, yeah, that's really all I got going on.
All right. Iron, got any plans coming up, actually?
Still trying to work out some other new shows other than the Rogues Gallery on Fridays. Gonna also be doing a gaming stream once I got two, actually. I'm gonna do the group gaming streams on Sundays in the evenings. It won't be specifically weekly. We might kind of alternate just depending on who feels on who feels like jumping in from one week to the next. We'll play it by ear. I'm gonna start with a game I have on Steam already, Alien Isolation.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I'm gonna do a whole playthrough of that. Because when I'm doing ones by myself, I think I'm going to stick to the survival horror for the most part. I am going to pre-order Stellar Blade and get a capture card and start streaming that motherfucker, though.
When you're done with Alien Isolation, think about stuff like Outlast. Think about stuff like The Evil Within or some of the Resident Evil games.
I played Evil Within like that, yeah. I want to play the Daymare series. Those are really good. They're kind of a homage to the early Resident Evil and Resident Evil 2.
Honestly, dude, some of the best horror games you will ever play come from the indie side of stuff. You know,
I knew. I've got so many bookmarked.
Yeah, there's some good mainstream stuff, but man, I love the indie created stuff. It's so much more like. There's just so much you can get away with on the indie side of things as opposed to mainstream stuff. Mm-hmm. Like it's insane.
Well, as you guys know, for me, how the show go earlier, Iron? I couldn't make it tonight, but I'll catch the live stream next week. Invader, there's always the replay. What are you talking about, you crazy?
Yeah, you can watch the replay, man. We had fun. Getting to topics is still my biggest obstacle because we just start fucking bullshitting. But it was fun. Next week we're gonna. I think I got a good idea for some topics. A lot of good conversation happened. Like Nate can contest to this. After the stream ended, we talked for about another hour.
Yeah, they were talking for another hour, and I was playing Baldur's Gate off camera. So I was listening though. Like seriously, like even you said it, you could make a whole live stream off that shit.
Yeah, we're talking about drug demons and
what the hell?
Good stuff. Oh, he's not joking. They were going on about some shit. Like, even I'm looking at my camera feed, like, what the fuck are they going on about? Like, holy shit! That's the kind of shit you need to get high and talk about. Like,
how do you know I'm not?
That's true. Before we go, last thing up, few things I'll mention is channel update video, podcast schedule video announcement coming, and I will be redoing my Ultimate Spider-Man number one comic book review. I didn't think I did a good job on that first one, and there's gonna be some announcements on the next mail day video as far as like comic book content to give you like the full layer of that. Got some nice ideas for that. I think there was this idea that a friend had called, I think James had this idea. I think he put it out where I think at some point before I buy it, I'll do this as like a thing on the channel when it comes to like comic book reviews, I'll review issue one of a series. And if I like it, I might buy the subsequent issues, or I might be like, hey, let's check out issue one of this and see if you like it. Or, you know, maybe wait for the trade, just something like that. Actually, similar to like TV, like you watch episode one, you review episode one, but it didn't catch your attention. Then kind of just move on. But yeah, there's plenty of comic book content coming. I am working on it, and you guys are going to absolutely love it. It's going to be a
bang her.
Actually. Make sure you guys... what's her name? I always forget her name. The white MILF lady.
The white MILF lady.
Wife and Cron. She has a video premiering on her channel tomorrow. and she wanted us to come in there and chat with her so she wouldn't be alone. And I was like,
"Aww,
fuck. I'll probably, it's hard to be in there, man. Cause at that time I'm going to get off work and I'm going home, and there's LCS spring split finals tomorrow. Well, semifinals, my team is playing. So I'll try to be in there chatting. I'll be like, "Hey, yo, girl." And you know, just typical black guy stuff, actually, you know?
Yeah.
Now look who's grouping people together.
Hello. So tomorrow we have Saturday SmackDown. Society will be here. Tiny, Iron, Selena. But someone asked, why isn't Selena on? She's been working, actually. Like, yeah, job picks work up. Yeah. Literally from January to February is when that job is pretty much just like dead. But when those months are over, things just pick up again. So she'd be working regular hours, so to speak. You know, topics are overrated when it comes to shows. They serve more as a guide instead of an actual requirement.
That's how I look at it,
in my opinion.
It's kind of how I look
myself. But typically, the off-topic banters are more intriguing with my favorite streamers more than the actual topics. I only generally like having the topics out of the way to clip off for videos, like the way John Campia does it. Before you get to any of the free talk, just do the topics, get everyone's opinions out of the way, clip those videos out, and I have that as content. Because you can just free talk as long as you want, the show's over, or right after the main thing. Just remember, get the main event out of the way first. You can just have fun after that, you know, because people understand the viewers are here for the main course meal. You're not here for like the dessert. Well,
ladies and gentlemen, it is your main event of the evening.
Yeah. And then the problem with doing topics sometimes is like, if someone's not knowledgeable on it, it's really hard for that person to participate. Yeah. I get people want to participate in them. I understand. But, you know, those things you got to kind of match very well. But yeah, thank you guys for your constant support. We're going to be at 400 episodes very soon. The only week where content's not going to be as much is just going to be the week of the Vegas meetup. And that's only like a week. We've been banging out shit constantly. There's a week. This is like the only week we're going to have where it's going to be a vacation. Because like, you know, but for me, I'm only not going to be putting out content for like a couple of days. But on the YouTube channel, I'll have pre-recorded videos that I could just upload from you guys from like these streams, maybe, honestly. Right. You know, so it's not going to be that bad. It's only going to be like 2 days, guys. Don't worry. You'll still have me. That's how it'll work. You know, Friday, since Iron and Oxide's I'm pretty sure Iron and Selena are going to be really busy that Friday. Because when I come back, they're not going to be there. And I'm pretty sure he's going to take the week off from doing Rogues Gallery that week anyway. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Unless we have enough people here to do a little live one.
Oh, no. We
might do that. I was talking to Professor about that. And if we can work something out, we might, because he might still be in town on Friday.
Damn. So, well, maybe he might let me go into his hotel room and take a shower.
I'm sure he will.
How about you get your water turned on, bitch?
I have my water turned on.
I have my water turned on.
Then go take a shower, motherfucker.
This is they deemed this not racist when I went live, so apparently fair by their logic at this point.
All right.
And what
that could change, because
I'm just saying, was there any lies detected in here? Just saying. All pointing out, I don't know a lot of black female gamers. For the most part, whenever I grew up, like I mentioned on the show, they just aren't into that stuff. Why is it that hard to admit for people? If you're just not interested in it, just say that. We don't gotta fake like people were always interested in this stuff, or that there was always a big fraction of people that were. No, it's a very few select people from this race might like this. That's fine. Like, we don't like makeup. We would literally be the minority for that in that kind of group, you know? But hey, what do I know? I'm just a good-looking, hot, rich, sexy black man. And we'll see you guys later. Have a great weekend, everybody. Have a great Easter. Professor Savage Dad. And we won't I'm pretty sure we're not going to have Sunday Funny with him. Sunday Fun Day is going to be with somebody else. It'll just be a one-on-one, or I'll just do it with Chaz, actually. So, we'll see you guys later. Have a great weekend, everybody. Happy Easter. Peace!